Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
So, for what it's worth, here are a few of my thoughts on this question: where was God on September 11? I actually don't think this question has any neat answer. I do think we need to feel the weight of it on a night like this especially. Pat answers won't do, will they? And I'm so grateful for the thoughtful responses we've had online and on the phone tonight at the program. I don't actually think it's our job to let God off the hook. He can well stand up to these tough questions. In fact, a quarter of the 150 Psalms in the Bible are Psalms of complaint to God about questions just like this. If we hold that God is a good God who controls everything, so why did he allow this to happen? Why didn't he prevent it? I actually think it's important to say, I don't know. I wish he had prevented it. I was reminded today that Jesus cried out as he was crucified, my God, why have you forsaken me?" His son. I guess many felt the same kind of thing 10 years ago and continue to feel it today. And yet, Jesus' resurrection 3 days later shows us powerfully there was a bigger picture at work. God was there. Some of our callers said, we heard from Leslie Haskin also, how great good shone out in the midst of the evil of September 11. But we're still left with the question, why did God allow this to happen? Why didn't he prevent it? As I said, I don't know. I wish he had. Although this has to be said as well, the evil carried out in those attacks were the work of people who'd made clear choices for themselves, choices to go to the dark side, and not the good for which God created us. It's the choice humanity's been making in all sorts of ways, big and small, since the dawn of creation. God had such a high view of us that he created us to make our own choices, rather than making us like robots, rather than intervening at every turn at those times when we all turn our backs on his good. Why didn't God just zap the perpetrators of the September 11 attacks? Well, we have to say first, they did it themselves. But we also need to be careful what we ask for. Do we really want God to intervene and zap whenever anyone, whenever we, whenever I make a choice to move to the dark side? And we all do, in one way or another. Of course, we're not talking about the actions of the magnitude of September 11, but who of us would stand, survive, if God was to act justly, righteously, and smash, zap, what the Bible calls sin? The central message of the Christian faith is that God actually did just that once, and Jesus bore it all on the cross. And his resurrection was a sign of the new life, free of the consequences of sin, for those with faith in him who follow him. It is a gift to us. That's grace. September 11 is also a powerful, timely reminder of the frail, fleeting nature of life. We live each hour, day, week, month, year, as if we'll last forever. Think about how you or I approach this day. How will approach tomorrow, this week. But the truth is, each of us has only an allotted time of life. And when we see how life can be extinguished in an instant, as often it is, we might well then ask, so what then? And ponder deeply about embracing that gift of God, the grace of his only Son, Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.